Deus in adiutorium meum intende. Domine ad adiuvantum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. O Virgin Mother of the Church, O glorious everlasting gate, come be our refuge, plead for us before the Father and the Son. O glorious Mother, Ark of God, created by your heavenly Son, remember us and pray for all who honor you with praise this day. Star of the sea, resplendent light, and royal offspring, Mother blessed, beseech the Father and the Son to send the Holy Paraclete. O clement Virgin, gracious Queen, most loving Virgin, cause of joy, sweet Virgin Mary, hear the prayers of all who cry to you with love. Pour forth these prayers to Christ your Son, who, wounded, scourged, and crowned with thorns, was given bitter gall to drink, and for our sake was crucified. O Mother of the King of Kings, O light and gate to heaven on high, with gracious love bend down to those who mourn and weep with sighs and tears. Praise to the Father and the Son and to the Holy Paraclete, for by their gift you are proclaimed the Blessed Mother of the Church. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his love endures forever. Who alone has wrought marvelous works, for his love endures forever. Whose wisdom it was made the skies, for his love endures forever. Who fixed the earth firmly on the seas, for his love endures forever. It was he who made the great lights, for his love endures forever. The sun to rule in the day, for his love endures forever. The moon and the stars in the night, for his love endures forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. Great and wonderful are your deeds, Lord God, the Almighty. The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, for his love endures forever. He brought Israel out from their midst, for his love endures forever. Arm outstretched with power in his hand, for his love endures forever. He divided the Red Sea in two, for his love endures forever. He made Israel pass through their midst, for his love endures forever. He flung Pharaoh and his force in the sea, for his love endures forever. Through the desert his people he led, for his love endures forever. Nations in their greatness he struck, for his love endures forever. Kings in their splendor he slew, for his love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his love endures forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his love endures forever. He let Israel inherit their land, for his love endures forever. On his servant their land he bestowed, for his love endures forever. He remembered us in our distress, for his love endures forever. And he snatched us away from our foes, for his love endures forever. He gives food to all living things, for his love endures forever. To the God of heaven give thanks, for his love endures forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Great and wonderful are your deeds, Lord God, the Almighty. God planned in the fullness of time to restore all things in Christ. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ. A plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. God planned in the fullness of time to restore all things in Christ. May the Lord increase you and make you overflow with love for one another and for all, even as our love does for you. May he strengthen your hearts, making them blameless and holy before our God and Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his holy ones. Accept my prayer, O Lord, which rises up to you.
Accept my prayer, O Lord, which rises up to you.
Like burning incense in your sight,
which rises up to you.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Accept my prayer, O Lord, which rises up to you.
The Lord said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son," and to the disciple, "Behold your mother." Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deus salutari meo, qui respexit humilitatem ancile sue, ecce enim ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes, qui fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordia eius a progenie in progenies dimensibus eius, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordi sui, deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles, esudientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit in anes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son," and to the disciple, "Behold your mother." Jesus does not abandon those who hope in him. Therefore, let us humbly ask him,
"Our Lord and our God, hear us."
Christ, our light, brighten your church with your splendor, so that it may be for the nations the great sacrament of your love.
Our Lord and our God, hear us.
Watch over the priests and ministers of your church, so that after they have preached to others, they themselves may remain faithful in your service.
Our Lord and our God, hear us.
Through your blood you gave peace to the world. Turn away the sin of strife, the scourge of war.
Our Lord and our God, hear us.
O Lord, help married couples with an abundance of your grace, so that they may better symbolize the mystery of your church.
Our Lord and our God, hear us.
In your mercy, forgive the sins of all the dead, so that they may live with your saints.
Our Lord and our God, hear us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, Father of mercies, whose only begotten Son, as he hung upon the cross, chose the Blessed Virgin Mary as mother, to be our mother also, grant, we pray, that with her loving help your church may be more fruitful day by day, and exulting in the holiness of her children, may draw her to embrace all the families of the peoples. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Pray for us, O most holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.